With telecommunications traffic shifted to alternate routes, SICA customers with Alaska Communications, or ACS, have also experienced a molasses-like quality to their internet. That's because ACS leases capacity from the GCI fiber cable. Heather Cavanaugh is the Director of Corporate Communications at ACS.
We apologize for the inconvenience. We know it's frustrating to be without internet, and we want to make it right for our customers by proactively giving everybody a credit.
Cavanaugh says that after the fiber cable is fixed, every customer will receive a letter and be automatically credited for the loss of service.
So they do not have to contact us. We will give every Sitka home or business internet customer that's impacted by the outage, we will proactively give them a credit on their bill.
David Morris, GCI's vice president, compares the resulting slowness to funneling all of Sitka and Angoon's traffic from an 8-lane highway to a 1-lane highway.
All this stuff travels the speed of light, so it's not technically slower. It's just that the amount of available bandwidth is greatly constrained. And if you've got a whole bunch of users trying to access that same, to use that analogy, one-lane highway is going to just naturally appear slower.
Most of the traffic has been moved to satellite systems 22,000 miles over the equator. So a simple call from Sitka to Juneau must travel farther, much farther than it would down the fiber optic highway. Morris explained that the increase in latency, basically how long it takes data to send, doesn't jive very well with newer devices.
A lot of devices now are optimized for fiber, and so they'll time out, and you'll have inconsistent results as a result of latency.
GCI crews aim to finish repairs and restore full service to TV, phone, and internet on Saturday. Emma Kelly says it's not a moment too soon. The Sitkan takes online classes through Johnson & Wales University and hasn't been able to take any of them all week. She has no cell service, so called KCAW from Facebook Messenger.
It's been pretty annoying, actually. This is my last full week of classes before I'm supposed to take my finals next week, and I have a 14-page paper I gotta finish writing.
To compensate, Kelly has been using the internet at the local library and at UAS. She moved here from Rhode Island last year.
I'm not used to internet just shutting down for multiple days at a time. I didn't actually know how to deal with it. I was looking at plane tickets to go somewhere else for internet.
But in the meantime, those Sitkans who are not looking for airfare are going to be stuck down here on a one-lane information highway with the rest of us for a few more days. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.